Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 58. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and SEG Racine Incorporated have announced a temporary site for a winter homeless shelter has been identified. The shelter would accept people struggling with drug and alcohol-related issues who do not meet the requirements for Racine's Halo facility. The site is on the second floor of the former Lincoln Lutheran Building on Dominick Drive. The building currently houses the offices of the United Way of Racine County. In a news release, Warren Williams, pastor of Living Faith Lutheran Church and co-founder of SEG Racine, notes the building originally housed an addiction treatment facility. The Racine County Board's Finance and Human Resources Committee will take up a proposed grant payment of $40,000 to SEG to cover the short-term lease of the site, with possible full board approval later this month. Delagrave said the community still needs a long-term, low-barrier homeless shelter, and discussions with HALO, the Continuum of Care organization, the City of Racine, and the United Way, along with other interested partners, will continue until a permanent site is located. SEG Racine had originally proposed opening a shelter in a former tavern near Julian Thomas School. That plan was later dropped after complaints from the community. New budget proposals from both Racine and Kenosha counties reflect a stronger economy and a growing willingness to invest in local infrastructure. The two top administrators for the counties, Jonathan Delagrave in Racine and Jim Cruiser in Kenosha, delivered annual budget messages to their respective county boards last night. Delagrave is proposing a multi-million dollar youth athletic complex in Pritchard Park, east of Regency Mall.
We, quite frankly, are behind in the amenities we have for our youth. And a phased development with football and baseball and potentially a miracle field for disabled children. And we have no ice in the county, and I'd like to bring that back.
Meanwhile, Kenosha County's Jim Cruiser says the engineering will be completed this year on plans to turn the two-lane County S between Green Bay Road and I-94 into a four-lane highway. The project, to be fully funded by the county, is expected to be completed within the next 5 or 6 years. The election is just over a month away, and the candidates in the 66th Assembly District talked about the issues for an hour on WRJN's Community Conversations, including the ongoing heroin epidemic. Libertarian George Meyer said people need to be responsible for their own lives, while Democrat incumbent Corey Mason said government needs to be smarter in dealing with this important issue.
And I think if you look at other societies who also look at it as a public health crisis and give people services to get themselves off of those drugs and the negative effects that they may have on themselves and the rest of society, that you have far greater success.
The two also talked about voter ID, transportation issues, and government in general. Case High School will be the setting for a debate this evening at 7 o'clock between State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic challenger Andy Mitchell. It will take place in the theater sponsored by the American Association of University Women. The November election is a rematch of the 63rd Assembly District race from 2 years ago. The Racine Common Council backs a Finance Committee recommendation to accept a $100,000 donation from the Founders Rotary Club toward putting up a permanent outdoor performance structure at Festival Park. While the possibility of a name change to Paul P. Harris Park, after the Racine native and founder of Rotary, is considered by the Park and Rec Board. Alderman Sandy Widener felt a committee of the whole meeting would help address some related issues. Alderman Jason Meekman said he understands due diligence, but the city needs to engage the community when approached like this.
When we delay things and when we put things off and when we step things aside and when we push things back, it sets a bad precedent that leaves other groups that may want to reach out and engage us in this way in the future, causing them to hesitate, causing them to hold back, and may prevent us from having opportunities like this in the future because we delay and we set things aside and we push things off.
Sending the issue to Committee of the Whole was rejected 10-3, with Alderman Mike Shields then abstaining on the vote to support the Finance Committee's recommended acceptance. The city would provide $50,000 in capital spending toward the project. Tuition would remain frozen for the University of Wisconsin system in the next school year, but possibly with a small increase for in-state students beginning in 2018. The proposal goes before the Board of Regents on Friday. Tuition has been frozen since 2013. Governor Walker saying it's helping keep college affordable. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.